Hi, everybody. I'm a bonobo, but I'm only a puppet, okay? But I'm going to tell you about what we're going to talk about tonight. Oh, we're going to have a fun night because we're going to talk about dicks in space. Ho-ho! And we're also going to talk about Ben & Jerry's. You know what they did? They pulled out from somewhere. And incels. You guys know about incels, right? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Actually, Dr. Susie's going to talk about that. And priests on Grindr. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And about Washington Babylon interview that Dr. Susie did. Oh, that was a fun interview. And let's see, Motor Bunny. Motor Bunny. Okay, and then don't go away, because after all of that, we are going to talk about the police raid on our studios. Yep. That's right. We were raided by the police. Good evening, Dr. Susie.
Well, hello, Captain Max, and welcome to FDR.
Yes, and welcome aboard.
I'm here with my bags.
Is it your life baggage that you're taking with you?
I have a lot of baggage. We all do. The longer we live, the more baggage we have. So, this is FDR, which is short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd President of the United States. And yeah, he was kind of socialist, kind of sexy.
He was in a wheelchair, right?
Disabled, yeah. Sexy
disabled.
Way.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, he had different girlfriends. And he had Eleanor. And she had a lesbian lover.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't
so
know that.
She was not neglected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were both named Roosevelt. They were kind of incestuous.
That's Rosie.
They were wild on a lot of levels. They were very sexual, both of them, in different ways. A little bit with each other. They did have some children, but mostly with other people. And they also really were trying, in their privileged way, to open the wealth of America up to more people, to make things a little more equitable. Not to all people, and they had their blind spots, but it is an inspiration to think of them. If you're going to think of some presidente of the United States Sorrente. But FDR also stands for something else.
Fucked rich.
You love to say it so fast, like a man. That's like premature ejaculation in a way.
Fucked rich.
Fuck de rich. And get into it, baby. It's better to be fucked than eaten. And
fucky ducky.
Yeah, you should give up some of that munya you got. Or else the poor will be at your door. Yes, now speaking of the rich, I guess we could get right into our space cadets that we were talking about last week. Bezos. Mm-hmm. The one whose dick pic went into Pecker's Enquirer, but never was published. It's just in the archives somewhere. It's in the safe, I guess. But nevertheless, the big dickhead, and I'm actually not sure how big his dick is. His rocket is pretty small, as rockets go. And he finally shot his load into space. Woohoo!
Well, one of the rockets looks just like a penis.
Yes. I was amazed at how much this one that just shot off the other day, because we talked about it last week, but I just didn't realize how much it looks like a little dicky going up into the air.
And it was designed that way on purpose, I can tell you that.
I'm sure it was. This guy is obsessed with his own dick. He's sending pictures of it around, so, you know, and a lot of guys are. That's kind of normal. What isn't normal is to spend billions shooting it off into space.
Yeah.
That part is a little over the top. And because of that, many people actually wanted him to stay up there.
Yeah.
Lost in space. But alas, he returned. And he proclaimed his, quote, appreciation for all the little Amazon workers that he abuses. And all us little Amazon customers that he monopolizes for making it possible for him to shoot his silly dick into space. And that made me feel really annoyed that he was thanking us in that way. Like he was flipping us the bird. Like, ha ha, see, you've been buying your Sobe flavored water from me for years and now I'm shooting my dick into space. And a lot of my lingerie. Especially now that Victoria's Secret is getting so unsexy. He's back, and not to be outdone, Mr. Muskie there is buying a planet. That's right. Grimes told everybody that. She also told everybody that he doesn't support her career, which is absolutely insane. I mean, I suppose she's trying to be virtuous in some way by not having him support her career. I can understand her saying, you don't have to support my heroin habit, honey, but not support her singing career, which he adores, supposedly. I don't get it. But
who's singing?
And I don't believe it, actually. Grimes, his wife.
Oh,
she's a singer.
She's a singer.
Yes.
Really? By the way, I have a picture of his dick, his thing. Yeah.
His dick.
Yeah, look, here he is.
Oh, right. There we have a picture of the real Bezos dick.
Now, the thing is,
the pecker pic.
Yeah, they wouldn't publish this, the Speakeasy magazine, they wouldn't publish it. So when I was talking to them, I said, why are you not going to publish this? There's nothing in there really terrible, except for your boss's dick.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I'm hanging up now. And he hung up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's just a dildo with his head on it.
Right.
But on the other hand, it looks like a dick. And I bet he wishes his was that big.
And his rocket looks like that.
Totally.
It's like a...
I'm surprised they didn't put his head on top of the rocket. And I think in order to kind of distract people from the fact that his head looks just like it, the head of the rocket and the head of a dick, he let his hair grow a little bit on the sides.
Ah, yes, right here. Yes.
Didn't have his usual completely shaved...
Moonscape.
Dickhead. The excessively outrageous meets the insensitively ridiculous in space. I talked about that with Ken Silverstein on Washington Babylon, which is a fun show that he's doing. And he's the co-founder of Counterpunch, which, of course, is my community of writers and lunatics and lefties for the most part. Left of the lefties, really.
Left of the lefties.
Yes, far left of the lefties. But it's a great show. We had fun. It's 11 minutes, although we took 22.
You took 22?
Yes.
Yep.
But it goes by like five. And you can find it on WashingtonBabylon.com. And we talk about sex therapy and sexology, the bonobo way as opposed to the other ways. And we talk about Musk, who named his planet Uzi, okay? Which is, I guess, the name of a Japanese pop star, but still, it's the name of a gun. Okay.
Right.
So, I don't appreciate it. And Ken is a writer for Vice and Harper's and Los Angeles Times, and so he was very interested in our police raid, which had happened
the day of the interview.
I talked to him.
Yeah.
So I was kind of in shock doing that interview. I was still in shock that this happened because this was kind of a surprise, like surprise sex.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't, because they've been stalking us for years since we moved in here. They've been stalking us, harassing us.
We're going to tell you all about that.
Yeah, we're going to get more into that. Yeah. I guess we have a few more other subjects.
They were a little bit like Amazon. They delivered the warrant. Hi, it's Amazon. We have a warrant to search your premises.
And we're coming in.
We're coming in here.
And you're getting out.
And we have now. Now, everybody out of the building.
Everybody out.
Everybody out there. And yeah, we'll talk about more about. So don't go away, because
this is the most dramatic part of the Love Train ride tonight is our police raid. Kind of like a panty raid, because I think they did go through my panties. They went through my drawers.
Oh, yeah, they went through.
Which included my panties.
Against the warrant, because the warrant did not call for any of that.
And they assured us that they weren't doing
that.
Oh,
yes, of course.
We're not going to go through your drawers, but they did.
Yeah.
We know this because our drawers were open when we got back.
That's right.
But they, of course, would say, well, your drawers were already open.
Of course. We're always attacking Russia for arresting journalists and harassing journalists and all that kind of stuff. Happens here too.
U.S. is famous for harassing Julian Assange.
Right.
And incarcerating him in the most brutal conditions. And so there's no limit. And certainly because we are journalists as well as sex therapists.
That's correct.
The combination is just too exciting.
Art dealers with...
And art dealers who happen to like erotic art.
Right. I can imagine they had a ball in here looking around.
Yeah.
There's all these photos and paintings and of sex and nudity. Whoa.
So exciting.
I wish I was a fly on the wall and I can just hear the cops going, hey, look at that, Joe.
Well, you did hear some of that.
Yes, right.
You did when others have come here before, when you've been part of the tour. And, of course, when the LAPD raided us a few years ago and just kind of hung out for a couple of hours for no reason, and we actually sued them for that and won a nice settlement because
nice
it was very wrong. But while they were wandering around our place, they're like looking at the walls and looking at the art. We were in downtown then, so we had big walls with beautiful big pictures of erotic art and sculpture and photos and collages. And so one of the officers says to me, what's that? And I said, art.
That's art.
And he said, art. Okay. He says, I'm going to have to bring in some experts.
Art experts.
So that's what I asked him. Art experts? And he goes, no. Vice. I don't think these guys know what art is.
Doubtful.
I think they think of art as like the art of sandwich making or wrestling. Those are arts. Boxing. Anyway, we had this raid, and we're going to fight back. So if you want to hear about how we're fighting back and all of that, then stay tuned. But in the meantime, we want to give a shout out to our buddies at Ben and Jerry's because, hey, we're Jews for Palestine.
Oh, God.
It's like a club. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but please don't hate me. But I do support them choosing to stop the sale of ice cream in Israel's occupied Palestinian territories. And these are illegal. You know, the settlers are, some of them don't care. They say it's just ice cream. Come on. And some of them are very upset that they're not going to get their chocolate caramel cookie dough in these illegal settlements. So they're calling it terrorism. Terrorism, that you don't want to sell your ice cream someplace.
It's a terrorist act.
Yes. And Israel's new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, says there will be serious consequences.
They're going to bomb...
The cow pastures that they have to get the milk to make the ice cream.
No,
I don't know.
They're going to bomb the factory in Maine.
Huh.
Isn't that where they
are? Yeah, they do have a factory in Maine. I'm sure they have factories in Israel. I mean, this is a big corporation.
Do they have cows in Israel? I guess they do. No, maybe not.
Well, why not?
Oh.
They made the desert green.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if they have that big an operation for Ben and Jerry's in Israel or if they ship the milk in, but I would think they'd be connected. It's just part of the people of the world making the statement that you cannot abuse and destroy these Palestinians. And it's just wrong. I feel so heartsick over it, being Jewish myself. By the way, speaking of Jews... Rest in peace, even though he was a racist motherfucker. Jackie Mason, the last of the Borscht Belt comedians. He is dead and gone. And he did a show that didn't last very long with Lynn Redgrave. And it was when I knew her. We were friends at that time. And she's also gone. They did a show called Chicken Soup. And so, bye-bye, Jackie Mason, at 93, made a lot of bad taste jokes, you know, Jewish jokes.
Yeah, Jewish jokes.
There's so many aspects to being Jewish, and some of them are not as appealing to everyone as others, just like any culture. But you got to be against bombing and torture and abuse of an entire population of people that lived there, the original inhabitants. You got to be against it. So I am against it. I feel bad about it, but I got to be against it. Very strongly against it.
Well, I was just thinking about humanity, and you're not supposed to militarize space, and the first thing that goes on is a dick war.
Yeah, the dick war.
The dick war. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna get that thing up there faster than the other?
And they're acting like they're not at war.
Oh no!
Because they're businessmen, and they're all men so far. Anyway, it's a waste of space.
Space junk.
And we are putting a lot of waste into space.
It's going to be like our oceans.
Yes, yes. The space right around Earth will probably get very dirty as we keep ejaculating our shit out there. Why don't you use your billions to help...
clean up the oceans.
Clean up the oceans and save the bonobos.
Yeah,
Elon Musk is supposedly a fan of bonobos. So,
Can I have a light? I want to light my joint.
Here is somebody who is asking on Reddit, Blobs of Love. I love that name. Can we talk about Grindr Priests? What's that about? I need more info. Well, yes, Blobs of Love, of course. And that is in the title of this show because it's kind of a big thing. It's got a lot of aspects to it. Sexual issues, privacy issues, religion issues, hypocrisy issues. And so this priest, a big priest, wait, let me get this article, because this guy is one of the hot shot priests in America and in the Catholic Church. And in fact, he was one of the more famous priests that did say that Joe Biden cannot get communion.
Right. He can't eat Jesus.
Because he says, you know, abortion should be legal.
Right.
He's not saying he likes abortion. He's just saying it should be legal, that women should be able to get this procedure from their doctor or a clinic if they need it. And so he says, well, you can't get communion. Now, I have offered Joe Bonoboville communion, which you get to lick off titties. But maybe Dr. Jill won't let him do that. And I understand. I've offered for both of them to do Bonoboville communion with agua, coca leaf liquor, and salt. Salt is the body, and the liquor is the blood. And then you're doing communion. But I understand it's not for everybody, and I think it's unfair that they can't get their Catholic communion. So this priest, Monsignor Jeffrey D. Burrill, he is the top administrator for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Of course, they're very anti-abortion. Of course, they're very anti-gay.
They're anti-everything that has pleasure in it.
Well, they'll let you have sex for procreation purposes only.
Only.
Oh, and that can be pleasurable.
Yeah, that's nice.
And they let you drink the wine. That's pleasurable. They let you drink a lot of wine, which is why there's a lot of drunks in the church. They don't let you have a lot of variety in sex. You're just supposed to have sex with your spouse for procreation purposes to make more children to be members of the church. They don't approve of homosexuality. And the priests are supposed to be celibate.
Correct.
This is kind of crazy. And this has been going on for a while. And I understand if you have sowed your wild oats, like St. Augustine, for instance, who I think is one of the critical people that made that stupid rule. So when his mother threatened to disinherit him, he quit his hookers, and I think he had a mistress, a very special mistress, but he also went to see other ladies of the night. And so he quit all that for the money, for his mother's money, so he would inherit it. And then he said everybody should be celibate. And that's not fair. And it's certainly not fair to Monsignor Jeffrey Burrill, although that's no excuse. He's a hypocrite, and he was living a very double life, a very secret life. He was meeting men for sex on Grindr. Grindr.
Did he want to be a top, or did he want to be a bottom?
I haven't gotten those details, Max, but
good.
I'm glad you asked, because that makes my mind real.
Wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. He looks kind of toppy, but often the guys that look toppy are bottomy. Who knows? Maybe somebody will let us know. Maybe people will now start to reveal things.
You know, if I might.
And that brings up the privacy issue, which is a serious issue.
Right.
Because, yeah, how did people find out that he was meeting these men on Grindr and also going to gay bars?
And how stupid could this guy be in this world that we live in today?
I don't know if I'm going to use the stupid word.
I'm
going to say arrogant.
Arrogant. I like that word.
Because people have different types of intelligence. And obviously, he was at the top of his game. And he was playing that game for years. He was a hypocrite, which really is what bothers me about him, why I'm not in his court. Although I am in his court. In the sense of, yeah, of course, priests are sexual beings. We are sexual beings. And priests should be allowed to have sex. And it's absolutely normal that a lot of priests would be gay.
Right.
Because, hey, they're feeling conflicted about being gay in our anti-gay society. And they're Catholic. And they want to get ahead in life. And they want to be around a bunch of guys. So they become a priest and they think they can control, or they know they can't, but they think they can lead a double life. And I do have clients like that, and they're not stupid people. They're people who want to lead a double life. They're playing with fire. And I do think it's dangerous, and sometimes it's wrong. In the case of being a priest, it's wrong. Because you are telling other people that homosexuality is wrong while you're engaging in it. So, you're lying to people. You're telling people that you're celibate while you're having sex, and that celibacy is a virtue. It is not a virtue. Some people are celibate. Okay, cool. They can be celibate. That's great. It's like a certain type of sexual stage of life. And for some people, yeah, it lasts their whole life. They're 40-year-old, 60-year-old virgins. I kind of feel for him, but I also feel that he is a menace to our society. And that it's kind of good that he was exposed. And yet, it is bad that, well, this group, this mobile device called, okay, it's called the Pillar. Now, this is something I don't quite understand, how they do this, how they get these recordings of apps. They snuck in there. And all I can say is, I warn a lot of my clients, don't do the apps. If you're going to be leading a double life, don't do the apps. Don't even text. Really, the safest thing for you to do is talk on the phone. Because usually these apps are not doing voice recordings. They're doing grabbing texts. So that's one of the reasons we are very secure and private. But I don't think the texting, the sexting is.
None of it. You know, since we're in this new world of texting and sending stuff and doing all that kind of stuff, after the raid the other day, they gave me cards, and the lawyer for the city was there, and I asked him for a card, and he gave me the card. He says, you need anything, just email me. And so I thought, yeah, okay, well, I certainly want to talk to you. So I email him, and his email was blocked.
What nerve. How's that for a city servant? Well, he's not a city servant. He's a lawyer.
Well, yeah, he is a city servant. He's with the best, and sounds like her name,
Melania. Be Best, sounds like Melania.
This is Best and Krieger law firm, downtown Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Which one's he?
He's his name is where I wrote it down someplace. His first name is Oh, here he is. Brandon Sanchez.
Hey, Brandon.
Attorney at law, prosecutor.
Nice meeting you the other day.
Very nice meeting you. Also, could you empty your voicemail?
Yeah, we would like to communicate, as you said you were willing to do freely.
And we're representing ourselves.
Happily.
So you're going to have to deal
with
us.
We got nothing to hide.
There's nothing to hide.
We really don't. We know you've been through my panties already. And the weirdest part was not the drawers, but the body, actually. I don't know if I should tell about that yet.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet, no.
That was the...
I was frisked very...
Sexually.
Sexually, yeah. I don't know.
Very weird.
You know, I'm a sex therapist, so I'm cool with it. But at the same time, a little too much.
It's a little unnerving that a public servant can just walk up to you.
Okay? And fill you up.
And just fill you up, and there's no consequence, there's no nothing. And they come to the most peaceful place in Los Angeles, literally. This is we're all about peace and, you know, you got any guns here? Let me grab your crotch and see if you got a gun in there. Yeah, I have an AR-75 up my ass. Excuse me.
I think there's just a lot of suspicion about sex. And people, a lot of them, think that anybody that's a sex therapist or sex positive has got to be nefarious in some way.
Oh, yeah, definitely in some way.
Now, what if I was holding a vibrator up my crotch?
Oh my God, that wouldn't be good.
She might shoot me and say, right. "I thought you had a gun in there."
Right, righto. So we're going to talk more about that later, and it's getting later and later. So it's good. We're doing good. How you guys doing out there in space, basically, right?
Right. So Comprehensive Run 318 said, good advice, lol. I'll take that as a good advice. My advice probably about how to communicate in the digital surveillance age when you want to be sexual in a time when sex is very suspect.
You know.
So I feel that the priest, he's a hypocrite. Denying communion to Biden just makes it seem like really he should be punished. But at the same time, I feel bad for him. I do know gay priests, and yeah, there are quite a few.
That's not the problem. The problem is this, right? This lying to
they have to lie to stay priests.
Lying to your sheep.
And, of course, they're not the only people that are lying.
Right.
But they are lying. And politicians, too. But I think the religious leaders, maybe even more.
We've been fed a lot of lies. A lot of lies. I grew up with all these lies.
Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people want to preserve.
The lies. Yeah, of course they would. You know, they don't want to be known as an asshole murderer, crazy person.
Uh-huh.
They want to be known for the very polite, very nice. Everything's very nice. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, it feels so good.
I was just reading Unlikely Lair 2268. Who says, America relies on the millions of poor needing low-paying jobs more than the few billionaires. Right, these billionaires don't pay taxes. They're just thanking us all for working in their sweatshops and buying their crap and sending them into space.
And it's all for them. Even the welfare system is for them. The money that we send to poor people, they're not becoming millionaires with it. Maybe some of them are, but most not.
Yerk says the problem is religion. I guess he agrees with us.
That's a good one. No. The problem is a lot of religious murder and mayhem.
I think religion is great. You just can't believe in it.
Right.
It's an interesting
thing. If you want to believe it.
I love literature. I love the cinema, art, and religion. I do. I love religion,
I know.
Actually.
You were...
I'm totally into it. I'm into all the rituals, the singing.
Went to a Sunday school something?
The outfits.
What do they call it in Jewish religion?
I went to Hebrew school.
Yeah, but you also taught there?
And I taught Sunday school.
You taught Sunday school.
I did.
Okay, come on. That's great. I love that. I just love that.
I almost wanted to be a rabbi, but I didn't want to be that much of a bullshitter. I mean, it was just at a time when women were starting to become rabbis, but I like the idea of getting up on a pulpit and spouting off about stuff. But I didn't want to do it as a representative of a religion. I want to do it as a representative of my beliefs. And for me, sexuality, the science of sex and the art of eroticism and the feeling of orgasm, these are things that I want to stand up on a pulpit and represent. So... that's my religion.
I don't want anybody to think that I hate religious people. I don't hate them. It's just you have to stay in your lane. Okay?
Oh, but their lane is sex, honey. Their lane is most definitely sex. They got a lot to say about sex. And how you do it and when you do it. And mostly you don't do it. But sometimes you got to do it. They got to get those little parishioners. I mean, they tried to have the Shakers, and they didn't do very well because none of them had sex.
If you have sex during the day and then you walk out and get hit by a car, okay, you die as a sinner and you will burn in hell.
Wow, that's pretty drastic.
What? Imagine you tell, hey kid, come here. let me tell you about this. Be careful.
Xamarai Man says, you guys are so smart. How can I get it all figured out too? Now, either he's being very sarcastic because he knows we're older people.
Oh, older. That's us, right?
Yes, we're olders. But he could mean it.
Yeah.
In which case, maybe we should start selling vitamins or something to be smart like us.
Smart. Yeah. So how about smart water? We could become a dealer
of smart water. Smart water.
You know what it is? It's a lot of living. It's a lot of adventure. A lot of stepping out from the direction that you're going or that you've been... implanted with. Forget chips. No. Your parents implant this stuff in your head without chips.
And people do it different ways. I was just looking at J-Lo and Ben Affleck, and they have gotten together, broken up, had kids with other people, and got back together, and now they're making out on a yacht. And all that time, you and I have been married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But we were doing
our own adventures,
right? And we did make do a lot of kissing on the yacht.
We did the kissing yacht, the good ship,
the Adria, right, the Adria,
off Cannes Harbor, in France.
When I was a fugitive
on the French Riviera, so romantic.
And Dr. Susie used to come and visit me.
Yes, yeah, and we stayed in a beautiful apartment.
Because I couldn't come into the country, and we had a beautiful apartment on top, which turned out to be a prison in the old days.
Mm.
So for 3 years, it should have been time served.
Right.
Okay.
So.
I mean, really, I love you. Look at you.
I love you too.
So,
I have a couple more things I'm going to squeeze right in, and then we really should talk about
Yes.
Our police raid.
Yes,
that
many
really had nothing to do with your fugitive thing. Was
no, right.
All
that was
over
a long time ago.
And
long
dealt time. With.
Dealt
and
with, done.
Handled. It handled. Was all over a failure to appear.
Yeah, right. On a case that was dismissed.
And a case that was dismissed. While you were a fugitive, I was fighting the LAPD.
That's right.
For having invaded us.
Right. You sued
and
him.
And I won a settlement.
Right. I said, well, so. She sued him. She got 25 cops or 24 cops in the courtroom.
Absolutely. I subpoenaed and, all those.
Yeah. She subpoenaed all of those.
Blue asses.
Police officers.
I love you guys. I love your blue asses.
I know. I told the cop out here the other day, I said, I got nothing against cops.
No. Except, some of my favorite clients are cops.
Except bad cops.
Right.
Bad cops.
Bad cops.
You know, you good cops need to be aware of the bad cops.
But also it's systemic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's
the
very
problems,
systemic.
A lot of the problems. So, quickly, I was going to talk about the incel situation.
Sure.
But I don't know if I want to get too deep into that.
Yeah, don't get
it
too deep.
It is a deep
that's,
subject.
That's a deep, yeah.
But
yeah.
There are incels out there, folks.
With guns.
And let me just say they're amassing weapons because they're amosexual incels. That's a very deadly combination. And it's getting to be more and more common since Elliot, Roger, and several others. And it's a sexual problem, and I think a lot of people don't want to call it that. And yet they are, in fact, saying it's that. But they
but
are
they don't
so
say
noxious.
That, right, right.
They are so awful, even when they're not killing people, that a lot of our influencers and the intelligentsia says it's not sexual, but it is. And this is one of the reasons we need to follow the bonobo way of female empowerment.
Oh, I like that.
And male well-being. And peace through pleasure. And sharing.
Sharing. Sharing.
And sharing.
Yeah.
So, there are no incels in Bonoboville.
Not that I know of, and I don't think there are. No.
No. Because there's so many different possibilities for bonobos, so many different ways you can have sex. Even if the one you are after rejects you, you can have sex with another one. Female, male, yourself, you know. Lots of options. Anyway, we don't give very many options in our society, and it's partly because of religion. Religion tends to tell people there's only one respectable way to have sex. Maybe two. But really one. And that one is for procreation. Maybe also to keep your relationship happy. Yeah. So that you can take care of the kinder. So that you can offer up your kinder like sacrifices to the church or the synagogue or the mosque or the temple. And, hey, it's okay for some people, I guess, but it does twist a lot of people that don't fit into that cookie cutter expectation. And then they are angry. And they're depressed. There are a lot of other things in this society that make them angry and depressed, like crazy climate change and really crazy inequitable money distribution. But the sex messages that we get, that adds to it. And maybe that's at the core of it, that we can't be our sexual selves for the most part.
Well, you're not allowed to.
Right. So that can make people a little crazy.
Forget about masks. Are you?
And that's no excuse for violence. That's never an excuse for violence.
Right.
It's not even an excuse to be mean. It's not an excuse to be a bully. I guess you could be a victim, okay? But you should try to get beyond that. You know, there are victims of religious sexual abuse, and some of it's physical. And some of it's mental. And it's a serious thing. And some of it comes through humans. Some of it comes through the Bible. But I think most of it comes through humans. I don't even think the Bible is as sex negative as perpetrators.
They got stuff in the Bible that you wouldn't believe. There's like sex parties and murder and mayhem. And maybe that's why the country is becoming what it is, Susan. Mm.
Yes. Maybe that's why we had a police raid.
Ah, the police. Okay.
Because it could be that, you know, the first people that came to visit us in Bonoboville when we moved to this area, which is sort of near Pasadena, people seemed to be religious and to not know how to handle beautiful erotic art and a beautiful message that's described the bonobo way on our wall.
You know that everywhere we moved, at first, or within a certain period of time, they raided us.
Well, not everywhere, but...
Well, the house on the hill,
the house on the hill, the first
downtown. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess what it was we went to a lot of different places downtown, and they didn't raid us. Although one time they did come to our door, I remember.
Oh, yeah, that one.
To the gate. We had a gate.
Yeah.
And you said hello to them.
No, wait a minute. So this is a big warehouse. It's like 14,000 square feet. And each entrance where the elevators are, they're like jail cells. So, of course, that you can't come in and steal all their shit. So one night we're getting ready to do the show. And one of the bonobos comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Max. I said, "Yeah, what's up?" "There's the cops are at the door." "Ah, okay, sure." So I walk towards the elevator, and I see all these cops behind the bars. And in the corner is a blow-up doll.
Oh, right, a blow-up doll of a cop.
Of a cop with a gun.
Yeah.
And she's in the cage
and
in the corner.
And her pussy hanging out.
Yeah. And I went there, and I went to the bars, which I loved because they were inside. And I said, "How can I help you?" And he said, "Well, we had a report there was lots of noise here." "No, there's no noise.
We weren't making any noise."
"No, we hadn't even started." And I said, "No, we're just getting ready." And
I think that was a jealous person or something that called.
Right. It was an inside job.
That was an inside job, which is why they left easily. Whereas the other time when they wanted to come over, they didn't leave.
No.
And they claimed it was an inside job, like some one of us called.
Right,
when I asked them in court to play the tape, it wasn't our guy.
It wasn't the guy.
So they got embarrassed. And then they had to pay me a lot of money. So anyway, what happened the other day? We should start talking about that.
We've been working. I, myself, try to stay as poor as possible. Mm-hmm. As poor as possible. Why? Because otherwise I'd be accumulating money and holding it in my bank, waiting for me to die. You know, and my kids want the silverware and my book collection. We are a group of artists and technologists, and I am personally a socialist. So I've never believed that life is about accumulating anything, but being...
So we were sitting in our offices, in our studio here in Bonoboville and Los Angeles area. Minding our own business, working on our shows, and also we are open 24/7 as the Institute for mostly telephone sex therapy, although we also offer webcam therapy and sexting. But like I said, I personally think the safest thing is phone. Just talking on the phone is the best thing to do when you want to talk about things that you can't talk about anywhere else. So we're open 24/7. And so we're doing our thing.
We have dozens of websites, and we make no money.
Well, not much.
No.
We make it and we spend it.
We make it and we spend it, and then we spend it, because what am I going to do with it?
No, we spend it on distributing pleasure. That's our business.
Of sending my...
Not that we're going on vacations and hotels. I mean, when I say we're spending it on pleasure, I mean on pleasure education.
They said you cannot, no matter how many hours you've worked, no matter how drunk you are, how many drugs you've taken, you have to go out and drive someplace
else.
So
we're doing our thing, and what happens? But we get a knock on the door, the police knock. And I guess the doorbell rings, too. I didn't answer it. But it's the police.
Yeah.
And they're there with inspectors from the city.
Yes. Amber.
What the hell?
Amber, how you doing?
And they expect us to just drop everything we're doing, including our phones, so that we cannot continue to do business, and go out basically with our hands up.
Yeah. The whole staff is now made to go out. Okay, in the parking lot, in front of all the neighbors, of course.
Yes,
this is very
in the parking lot.
Very exciting.
Everyone was watching us.
Are they drug dealers? What are they doing over there?
Cops.
Yeah.
Lots of cars. How many cars were there?
There were about 8 to 10 cops. Plus, and they were there to protect the building inspectors. Because somehow they thought that we were going to attack them or something. Now, they come to Bonoboville, to peace. No, that's not going to happen. So
they frisked us.
They frisked us.
Frisked us. It was abusive.
Yeah.
At least no one got killed or hurt. But the lady cop, she molested me and one of our female volunteers. And she felt up my crotch and stuck her hand in my bra to feel my boobs. And she asked me first. Mm-hmm. She asked if it was okay.
But she didn't.
She asked what kind of bra I was wearing.
I don't think
sports bra
or
underwire bra.
Right,
and
right.
I actually wasn't too clear on that because it's just like a bra. So I said, it has a little wire. So I said underwire. And that, I guess, was the signal for her to stick her hands up the bra and all over my little titties.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well, I heard they were doing something else to it with another volunteer here, playing with her breasts. And
well, yeah, I saw that. I actually witnessed that with my eyes. And so that really annoyed me more because, I'm a sex therapist, and she wasn't bad looking, actually. The lady cop.
But
I thought it was wrong. I just didn't care about it. But
well,
then when I saw it,
yes,
and also I'm kind of like, I don't know, a clown. And so when I saw her doing it to someone else, though, it really bothered me. Mm-hmm. And I realized that what she did to me was also not right. It wasn't necessary.
Right. We're used to that kind of stuff. We're journalists. We put ourselves in positions.
And what if she found a vibrator up my butt?
Right.
You know,
all of them are always
writing with a vibrator in my butt.
In Beverly Hills, they used to steal all the Polaroids. They'd fill their pockets with them, run off.
And they did that with one of our volunteers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was wrong. I was pissed. But later, our dog molested one of them.
Yes, we got back at
Chico.
Them. Chico, our little Pomeranian.
He adorable Pomeranian.
Very, very cute guy. He saw the main building inspector, who, by the way, is quite a
tall guy.
Wearing shorts with long legs, and very jovial,
Right.
He just invaded.
Jovially raiding your offices. But, hey.
But nicely.
Top of the morning to you.
They didn't draw their guns.
No, they didn't.
They didn't do that.
No. They did years ago with us. The LAPD did. This was not the LAPD.
No, this was not the LAPD.
It was definitely an infringement of our Fourth Amendment rights.
Right. Totally.
But it was a little more careful.
They were much more careful.
Maybe they know about what happened.
If they didn't, they're stupid.
Right. So maybe they know. So they knew to
they
be
know.
Careful.
Be
but
very
they thought,
nice.
What did they think? Ooh, those guys didn't find anything, but we will.
Right, right. We have an open
we're
life.
So you can, smart.
You can. My life's an
anyway,
open
anyway, the
book.
Dog ends up licking the inspector's legs.
Legs, like a nice Ben and Jerry's ice cream cone.
Oh, like Cherry Garcia was all over his shins.
And the guy is very good humored. He's looking down at this little dog. And I'm getting embarrassed because this is animal sex.
Totally. I was like, Chico. What are you
what
doing?
What are you doing to this
here
poor
I'm
man.
About to complain about the cops being too handsy, and you're being all tonguey.
That was kind of cute. And he was very very good about it. I've talked to
he
him
was.
On the phone. Yeah, he was
he
very
was.
Good about it.
He was fine.
Yeah.
Chico, though.
But I've never seen Chico do that to anyone with short pants.
And the guy said he had cats or
oh yeah, no cats.
Something about cats.
Usually cats did that to him. So probably the cats are slobbering on his leg with their saliva. And along comes Chico. And he goes, oh, this is pretty good. Let me lick it up. Anyway, it's a kind of a funny scene. In the meantime, the head raider, Amber Abieta, who is a major filmmaker in this whole scene and who doesn't really like me, and I think she's a very good friend or at least a friend or associate of the firewoman.
The Christian.
The Christian firewoman that came here in the first 2 months that we were here trying to unload and put everything in place.
She didn't like my big painting of Marilyn, who's naked from the waist up.
Right.
Marilyn Monroe.
And they looked at the Bonobo Way poster, and she thought that was, what do they call that for the movie books? When you make a scene thing book.
A storyboard.
A story. She says, you have a storyboard in there. I saw
it. Oh, because they think we're making adult movies.
Of course.
We ain't doing that.
They saw a bed. You know, we've had
right.
those beds
we
for...
We have beds.
We've had beds
when
since
I do the Dr. Susan Block show, I do it in a bed.
Bed.
Plus, we're old people and we need to lie down.
Yeah. And the studio usually has beds for guests who want to sit. You can have
and lie down.
Yeah. You can do that in restaurants.
Right.
Why can't you do that in a studio?
So
that's not right, okay? And maybe, you know, you could be big boss and walk around with your little cameras and look at outlets and, you know, that's a fun life that you got yourself there into. But you can't take away my rights. Okay?
And we have a right to sleep in our offices.
Yes. And if you say that you don't, that I don't, if you say that I don't have the right to sleep in my office, then I'm going to tell you that's unconstitutional.
Especially during COVID. People don't want to go anywhere, right? And we don't either. I mean, I have another residence. This is not my residence, but I like to stay here all the time.
Because we work all the time. We run dozens, of, not dozens, but at least, what, 11 websites. None of them making any money, which is great. And except for the only thing is our therapists. Therapy people pay for all of this so that we can do
that's
this
what pays for
free,
everything right? And we have to pay the therapist, but we have a great life. We have a pool.
How big is that pool?
I don't know, what is it, 9 feet by
no it's not 9 feet, because these are big boards. Six feet by four.
Oh, it's small. I guess I'm small, so it feels
tiny,
like it's nine feet to me.
But it's very nice. It looks
it's lovely.
In the light. Painted marble, and it becomes a jewel.
And we have a lot of cacti.
Yes, cacti, sculptures.
And we have a Pomeranian who's not really ours. It's Anna and Miguel's, but it's like Bonoboville's.
We have magazines for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new shopping area where we're doing things a little different. Any of you want to help out, you let me know. Okay.
Yeah.
We're always looking for volunteers for one thing or another. You know, that's it. And that's what we do 24 hours a day. Dr. Susie writes books. I run all the stuff that needs to be run in a little office. And I'm almost 80 years old. I get a little tired sometimes, and I had cancer. So right. You're going to tell me that
and
I can't.
And a heart attack.
Yeah, and a heart attack. And you're going to tell me I can't do that? I don't think so.
And I had pneumonia three times.
You had pneumonia, right. So beware all of you at Arcadia City Hall and Arcadia Police, which you acted very nicely, except for one grumbly guy. Oh, the grumbly guy. He's ready, man.
Most of the police were nice. And the girl, I think, was too handsy.
Well, you know, if I was a girl.
But she wasn't bad looking.
That would be human nature, man.
I don't think they should be like that.
What do you do at work? Oh, I feel women.
I think they should restrain themselves.
Of course.
Especially when she can see that there are no guns on our person. Or whatever. What was she looking for? A knife?
You know what? We weren't even part of that warrant.
Right.
They didn't do anything if we walked away.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All that warrant allowed them to do was to come in.
To come in. So what is the frisking?
It's good police work.
It doesn't bother me.
Hey, look at that.
Physically, but it bothers me in terms of, are they really doing that for a good constitutional reason?
Hey, listen, this is much more exciting than trying to deal with the mafia tunnels across the way. And
you know, I have fantasies about police officers feeling me up, so.
Can you imagine what's going on in all the massage parlors?
Oh, my God.
There's one on every corner. All right.
They have beds.
Yeah, and they have beds, and they got people sleeping in them. They got people are doing other stuff.
Because if you get a good massage, you fall asleep.
Righto. Mm. At least for.
And I need to get massages now because I have, what do I have? I have some kind of a neck joint back thing.
You've got worn brake pads, basically.
So I need to get massages. So you guys are just out of line, and we are on your ass.
You picked the right people. Guy doesn't. A lawyer whose mailbox is full after he gives me the card. Yeah, you could reach me here anytime.
So Yerk says, love how this feels like radio.
Yeah.
I have you guys projected on the TV. My friends love it. You're the only one that's on the TV.
Oh, that's me. Hey, hi.
Yeah, he's on Reddit.
Reddit.
So I'm behind the scenes right now.
And we're also going to be on what is the
name of
the other
one? I am wearing a sexy tank top that says New Deal Rhythm Band.
What's that?
In honor of FDR. Red Storm said, I will give you credit. I disagree with what you think, but I appreciate that you let me vent my opinion. What is your opinion? I don't even know. But maybe he's talking about stuff. See, I'm getting an edited version. So I don't know what his totally wrong opinion is. Obviously, it's wrong because we disagree.
What else is on there?
I wonder what we could possibly disagree about. But we'll find out. Maybe we won't find out. But Red Storm, it obviously isn't such a big deal because you seem very polite. And I think in these days of total rudeness, a lot of rudeness now that things are opening up, even though things are not safe. And therefore, there is a lot of rudeness going on, I think, because
There's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah, people are very confused, yeah, and it makes them angry.
Very confused.
I mean, it's no excuse to be rude, but it is underlying this rudeness, and it's hard to know what to do about it, because some of it is disinformation, and some of it is just confusion.
But there was a time when the political candidate couldn't spell potato, or he spelled it wrong. That was the end of his career.
Right, Dan Quayle.
Yeah, Dan Quayle. Bang.
Actually, it wasn't the end of his career. He became vice president.
Yeah, as vice president, he did say that.
Yeah, he said that. And then that was it.
He
for
never
him.
Became president.
No, no.
Or ran
not.
For president.
No, no. He went back to mommy and dad. He's rich. He doesn't need that.
Right.
I give Red Storm credit for disagreeing and being nice.
And
people are saying we can open up, but there's a strong corona-apocalyptic strain of the, what do they call it? Delta variant. Woo! Scary.
And yeah, and we have the new mosquitoes now that carry the Nile fever.
Yeah, well, we've already got lots of things.
No, these are new ones.
Okay.
And what was the other one? The moss, not moss. The what else was it?
Oh, another disease. Okay,
the germ, the
mold,
killer mold.
Yeah,
killer bees.
There's a lot of
killer army.
There's a lot of climate change effects. There's flooding. There's fires, and I believe these sicknesses are part of the Anthropocene effort to control Mother Earth, and Mother Earth ain't going for it. We got too many cows farting in the wind. We got too much fossil fuel crap going on. And we don't get into the simple pleasures like sex. A lot of people are anti-hedonists. They think that hedonism is the same as materialism. No.
Satanism.
No, no, no. Hedonism is about simple pleasures, actually. It's about feeling good. Materialism is about accumulation of stuff.
Stuff.
Which
wealth.
You feel will bring you pleasure, but it doesn't necessarily. And often it doesn't. So I am an ethical hedonist. I've always called myself that. I believed in, of course, being ethical. Not moral. Ethical. And I'm a hedonist. I like to feel good. I don't always get to feel good because of my ethics. Or because I'm unlucky, or I just don't get to feel good. Things happen. But I like to feel good, and I like to help other people to feel good. And I think that that's one of the main reasons we're here. And I think if we can just get into that, maybe we won't destroy the earth so much. Because we destroy the earth because we need so much, because we don't feel good.
And there's more of us.
Oh, yeah, well, because the fucking religions are telling everybody they have to channel their sex drive into having kids, and that's it.
Damn, that sounds like spam to me.
They have 12 kids. Bonobos don't have more than 3 at the most. In the zoos, they make them have more. Out in the wild, maybe 2, 3. But humans? They overdo it, in my humble opinion. I think more people should just be shooting not their rockets into space, but their sperm wars onto their tummy. Should polygamy be legal? Sure, Yerk wants to know. I don't have a problem with it. It's not the top of my list of stuff.
I mean, it's like
but,
weed.
You know,
it's like weed. It wasn't legal, but people were still smoking. And polygamy is the same thing. Lots of groups living.
Right. Yeah. Why should it only be 2? with the kid situation, you have people that form the kid and then somebody else that's the lover.
And economically, it's also good economics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. I'm all for it. Polyamory, you know, the problem I have with polygamy is the word implies a man with a bunch of wives.
Right, right.
And so it's technically just the man with the wives. And I think the wife should be able to have her husbands. Hey! You know? In fact, in Tibet, that's what they have done traditionally. I don't know that they do that now. But because the men travel a lot, they're Sherpas, so often two men will marry one woman, and it makes sense economically and sexually.
Hey,
sexually,
great.
You know, they have the one woman, and often two brothers will do it because
they
like each other.
Wives.
Yeah, well, one wife.
That's like swinging.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Eskimos do swinging, but they don't anymore because everybody has been brainwashed or influenced or coerced, depending on where you are, by capitalism and by this American kind of Christian kind of one God and one way of doing things
and
mentality.
And they're eating out of cans now because the fish are gone.
Oh, that's so sad.
The blubber is gone, and they've lived for centuries with the blubber, and the blubber's gone, and now they're eating Campbell's vegetable soup. It's awful.
It's terrible. Cans
awful.
Are terrible.
Awful.
Don't eat out of cans unless you're starving.
Destroying a whole culture, a whole elimination of a group of people.
Well, the Anthropocene is a horror.
Yeah.
And so it's all about materialism instead of pleasure. Because they deny you pleasure. So they say, okay, here's what you do. You accumulate money and then you'll be happy. How about having happiness now with just feeling the sun beating? You know, they say that's being lazy. And they accuse a lot of indigenous peoples, I hate to say this, but mostly white Europeans, with this kind of mentality that, you know, you got to be working all the time, and you people taking siestas, you're lazy.
And look at us, we're working all the time.
Well, yeah.
The cops still show
but
up.
But we enjoy our work, and we're not really working. We're not like factory workers.
Right,
or,
right.
You know.
We don't have meetings. There are no meetings.
Yeah, and our work is our pleasure.
Right.
Let's face it, because we are so pleasure-focused, we have had to make a life in which our pleasure becomes our work, and that way we can survive.
Every day...
And be happy.
That you go to sleep and you curl up and you got your hands between your crotch, you go, did I have a good day today? Did I have a pleasurable day?
Mm.
And that's not, I just got a new car, drove it around the block, and then 3 weeks later, it's like, you're not happy anymore.
So I got a couple of comments that are interesting. What about Ross Perot from Shrekbo in response to you talking about Dan Quayle? Well, what about Ross Perot? I guess he died. So I was always grateful to him because it meant that George Bush Sr. didn't get another term. He kind of threw it to Clinton. And I have my problems with Clinton, but I didn't think he was as bad as the Bushes. All right, moving right along. MBH says, I feel that the right is trying hard to villainize socialism by calling it communism.
Of course, of course.
Yeah,
they've been at this for years.
Really, the problem is not socialism or communism. And I say this as a word person. No, capitalism is a problem. But social, being social, what's wrong with that? And being communal, that's really nice. The problem is authoritarianism. Communism is about sharing. The problem is that the Russians took over the term communism Stalin turned communism into an authoritarianism that was almost as bad as Hitler or equivalent.
Oh, it was bad. It was
if
bad.
It's your family, it's as
people.
Bad. A lot of dead people.
A lot of dead people.
And, very bad. Boom. But we have to be grateful to Stalin for winning against Hitler, because Stalin was the one that did it. He kept the Russians going.
They lost
through
millions.
The winter.
They lost millions.
Millions.
Souls.
And
millions.
They won World War II.
Right. They
the Americans just walked in there.
Those poor Nazis couldn't. It was cold. It was cold. Now, the Italian soldiers that were on Hitler's side, they ate pepperoni.
Mm.
So they didn't get frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah.
Just a little factoid.
A little factoid. It's always good to throw those in there.
Yeah.
So, fact is, every successful economy on the planet has some socialism, says NBH.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm not even sure what communism is. It's kind of like being in love, communing. It's being on a commune and sharing everything. And in a way, it's great, but nobody achieves that. So if you call it that, and it's really authoritarianism, such as Stalin practiced, then you are ruining the word communism, and it has been ruined. The word socialism is still redeemable, and certainly we practice it here in America. The military practices socialism.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's a totally socialist system.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Wall Street practices socialism when they get in trouble.
Yeah.
We bail them out.
Yeah, we bail them out, of course.
The problem is we don't have socialism for the poor. And it's a simple reason. It's because the rich are in charge. So they're only looking out for themselves. And that's our common chimp side of us as humans. If we want to emphasize our bonobo side, we have to work on it. Even the bonobos work on it. It's a cultural thing. It's like as simple as the females choosing the nice guys instead of the bullies. They choose the nice guys. Now, how many women choose bullies in our society, or just guys because they're rich? A lot. And I'm not blaming them exactly, but among bonobos, the females choose the nice guys, and therefore nice guys finish first in Bonoboville, and they have a lot of nice bonobos. Our throwback show tonight. We always have a throwback because these are radio shows, and we want you to visit our website and see for free one of our great bacchanals. So this is not a big bacchanal. It's not like one of our holiday shows, but it's very, very sexy.
Who's on there? Anybody we know?
Well,
of course we know them, but...
The title is Sexual Intuition and the Motor Bunny. And it features Susanna Brisk, El Veneva, Jenna Rotten, and Phoenix Dawn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it's a small cast.
And what machine is going to be?
For us. It's a very small group. We've had huge bacchanals with 30 people, 40 people, 60, having orgies, all consensual, and, you know, nobody's paying anybody for it. We used to charge admission, but we didn't for very long.
No, then
we tried that.
Yeah.
I think we did a couple of times.
Now you become the money person. You're going to be at the...
And by the way, we're not a cult.
Right. This is not a cult.
Okay, but I'm sure all cults say that. So how can we prove it? Not at all.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So...
We're not a cult. Just give us your money, okay? And, no.
Yeah, I get jealous of these cults that have these billionaires.
I know.
Give them their money. They do that stuff. But we're too much into the ethical part of hedonism.
Right.
Ethical hedonism. We will not rip you off. We don't pretend we're anything. If you like us and you want to talk
Fine.
To us,
Great.
You pay us. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, personally.
Well, you pay
yeah.
us.
Yeah,
personally,
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
those
therapists.
People pay for everybody else to listen free and allow us to. Yeah.
Well, they had donors.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
a little trickier. Okay. Then you start to have to be beholden to the donors.
Okay,
but anyway,
four
so
minutes.
We have this great show coming up right after this, and it features Susanna Brisk, who wrote a book about how to get laid using your sexual intuition. So... She's very entertaining, she's sexy, and she's an author of How to Get Laid Using Your Sexual Intuition.
Who is that?
Susanna Brisk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Brisk. Mm. She's a hot, oops,
hot nice
me.
Jewish girl.
Right.
And then there's Elle Veneva, or Veneva. I'm not sure how to pronounce
What's
that.
What's her story?
She's just hot. And she's a porn star.
Oh, okay.
Since I said the other one's Jewish, I'm going to say she's Asian.
Right.
I don't know which country of Asia, but she's beautiful and so hot and very petite. And she rides the Moner Bunny totally naked for the
wow.
first time and has many orgasms
wow.
on it. And she's very smart and fun and beautiful and sexy and kinky. And then Jenna Rotten is there, and she kind of dominates Elle at a certain point. Although Elle is very bubbly, and she's her own woman for sure, but
True.
She likes the idea of being dominated. And Jenna Rotten, who will be at DomCon, perhaps. I will be at DomCon, I think. Hopefully the virulent strains will die down and DomCon will be on. I'm supposed to be mistress of ceremonies. I hope Jenna Rotten is there. I hope to see Madame Marguerite and Mistress Cyan and you. Also, watch this show. And wow, what else? Well,
that's it.
I'm not going to say to pray for us with regard to our.
No, don't pray
situation
for me.
Because
no,
we
no,
don't
no.
believe in that. And also, actually, I've heard, no
that,
offense,
no,
that
yes, right.
people that are prayed for don't do as well,
well
as people that are not prayed for.
The expectations.
Yeah, maybe you kind of give it up to God.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, Jesus, take the wheel. A
yeah.
woman actually did that the other day. She let go of her car, and she got in an accident. She said, Jesus, take the wheel. She
yeah.
let go. You know, don't have too much faith, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Yeah, please.
Please use your brains.
Watch
use your heart.
Watch the scammers.
And use your pussy or your dick.
And don't work in the scam business.
But mostly use your brains. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make
ooh,
love.
Ooh. Where's my, oh, here he is. The bonobo's going to say goodnight. Bye-bye. I have to go.
Make love, not war.
Peace, love.
Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
All right.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.